How much did your players deserve that, Ollie?
It almost looked like it was going to be another one of them days, didn't it? Not being funny. But I always hope the spirit would grow. I always hope the boys would understand what I'm on about. And that looked like it was over. And it wasn't. They're really chuffed with each other down there, and quite rightly so. And if life gives you that, you know, in that second half, I thought Watford played well in the first half. I thought they caused us some problems with their movement of the ball, their shape of their team, and we didn't quite get it right. Although we did carve out a couple of chances, you know, they'd gone and scored. There was another one that I felt they might have scored from. But I knew we had some people on the bench who were ready to come on. I knew I tried that team would be a little bit tired, and I knew we could have a right good go at the second half, providing we could keep believing in ourselves and what we've ground out over the last couple of weeks. And I thought everybody in the ground would have saw that. Anybody watched that, we didn't deserve to go behind 2-1 in that second half, I tell you. So, magnificent credit to the players to put a team like that on the back foot, to create as many chances as we did. And without Almunia, those two completely out of this world saves, even their bench was applauding him. You can see he's got that Arsenal class in him still, and that was just unbelievable, I think. You know, maybe Dunny struck it too well, but the one from Wolford was, I thought it was in. And how ironic, the probably worst shot of the three has bobbled over him. And do I really care? After what they were calling me at the far end? It's not nice, is it, really? Not nice, is it?
Enjoyed that.
Oh, of course I did, yeah. And they thought I was running at their bloke who's my lookalike. He's my long lost twin in here or something, or I don't know.
I don't know if I got both fairly animated.
Well, you're going to be, isn't it? He's Italian and I'm from Bristol. But, you know, what do you want? I thought our fans were magnificent. I apologised to one of them because Garvin made a bit of a mistake, and I didn't coach him to do that, and he took two touches and got caught with it, and come on, Holloway, you idiot. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not, you're an idiot. I didn't mean to say that, but I wanted him to have one touch. So I shouted at Lee Martin, tell him to have one touch, and got a little bit, you know, but it's about passion, isn't it? I thought our fans were magnificent. They have been since I've been here, since day dot. And, you know, I felt the lads responded to that. At half time, it's second half. I said, they're still with you, come on, let's keep going. And, you know, a little tinker here, putting Morrison on, and he's fresh and he causes havoc down that side, leaving Mir off. I didn't really want to bring him off because he was causing havoc, but I really do believe he would have almost rigor mortis would have set in the way he's just gone from not playing to playing. I think Lee Martin deserves credit. I think Bailey's been outstanding. If you look at Dunny slotting in, playing in a position that people wouldn't think is his, but he looks like he's grown there all his life. So just disappointed that we haven't actually got another 2 points, but you know, what can I say? Beggars can't be choosers. We made a mistake on their goal, the second one. The first one was a great move. So I'm not so worried about that, but that was us trying to score and we didn't lock things down again. And, you know, that's probably like when I first came and it was sort of too ragged. We didn't make the right decisions, but you can understand it's emotional, isn't it? And then it goes and takes a deflection past our goal. It looked like it was goodnight, didn't it? It looked like that a week and a bit ago, but the great thing about this club is that they never go under easy. It's always with a passion. And I think they're very proud of their players at the moment. I would be if I was them. And I am at the moment, because to get 8 points out of the last 12, and let's be fair, I think we deserved a few more than that, particularly against Blackburn Rovers, when they're 10 men and we should have saw something out. I think the nervousness seems to have gone out of us a little bit, and that bodes well for the next, is it 4 games left? I'm looking forward to Middlesbrough. I don't think I've ever lost there, touch wood. You have some lucky games and lucky grounds. And I like the way we're applying ourselves, particularly away from moment to moment, so I'm looking forward to that. Then we've got that horrendous trip back and a game on Monday with the players that I've just been selected. You know, I think that's the first time I got a chance to pick the same team in a row. We got some continuity. I thought that showed a little bit, but I also needed the ones on the side, so there was only one knock in Scott McDonald at his back in training yesterday, so I managed to. Jermaine Easter came back and trained this week, so hopefully we'll have a strong squad to go to a couple of more mustn't lose games. I think that's the best way to say it. I said that at Blackburn. I was brave enough to say that. Unfortunately, I said that the one before and we lost. So it looked like it was dead. I'm only being upfront and honest. But, you know, as I say, we're running out of games. But with that spirit, it's exactly what I hoped I would see. And there's more than enough skill there.
Are you going to stay up?
Why not? Who else is in the form that we're in at the moment down there?
You're dragging a lot of teams into it now as well.
How many would you say are in the scrap?
I haven't looked at the rest of the results, to be honest. But I'm only caring about us.
Charlton 41, Blackpool 42, Doncaster, Birmingham 43.
The great thing for me is that us with 40 now.
Yeah.
We're out of that horrible 30s. Sometimes you get stuck in a... I wish I was back there at my age, but what I'm saying is you can't seem to gain any momentum to actually get out of a little block, and that's... We've raced through off there now. I want to try and get a couple more if we can. If we can put another back-to-back little sequence going, why not? You know, it's going to be tough, but why not? And if we can... that. And you can do it at this time. That's what's making me proud. That's what I want here. Because if you ain't got that sort of attitude, you ain't got that mental capacity, you'll never survive playing here. And I need a strong physical and mental team. I need a strong set of players. And I think we're growing in it. Let's hope it's not too late. I don't know. Unfortunately, we'll need the odd thing to go against us. But what I think they're showing me is when it does now, we don't fold. Which
is
fantastic.
Conversations with your office.